Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting third, the center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Chris Ward. Batting seventh, the catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Gary Thomason. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Goodson. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ron Bryant. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Bryant. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Morales reaches third base with a triple. Tyrone goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morales scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball four. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher takes first base on ball four. Madlock moves to third. Ward moves to second. Randy Moffitt now pitching. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Kessinger moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Morales moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson takes first base on ball 4. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodson moves to second. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodson moves to third. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Randy Moffitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moffitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear misplays the ball. That's an error on Spear. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomason hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tyrone moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller juggles the ball. That's an error on Miller. Tyrone moves to third. Morales moves to second. Rick Monday pinch hits for Bill Madlock. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Grabarkiewicz now playing third base. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goodson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grabarkiewicz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing takes first base on ball 4. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone bunts towards the mound. Moffitt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Randy Moffitt. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grabarkiewicz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Halicki now pitching. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Ken Frayling now pitching. Chris Arnold pinch hits for Ed Goodson. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Matthews steals second. Chris Arnold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnold strikes out. One out. Bert Hooten now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger has Bonds trapped. There's the throw to Swisher and over to Grabarkiewicz, who tags Bonds for the out. Matthews moves to third. Spear moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Grabarkiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tyrone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fuentes hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. There goes Bonds. The throw from Swisher to second, and Bonds is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Grabarkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabarkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Grabarkiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. John Morris now pitching. Chris Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-3 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman moves to third. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sparing fields it and throws to second for the out. Kingman scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Gary Maddox pinch hits for John Morris. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rader moves to third. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.